So what are some of the challenges people tend to face when in such close proximity with their partner for an extended period of time like we are at the moment?
Well, I think one of the struggles is that all those little bad habits that used to drive you up the wall will drive you up the wall times 100. You're faced with them all the time. And it's also not just the bad habits and the annoying little things. It's the fact that everybody's quite anxious and there's this level of uncertainty. Even if I think on the surface people are carrying on and they think they're okay, at some level this is affecting us all. So all it might take is that little niggling thing that they do just to set you off. Mm. And then it becomes conflict in a relationship when actually it's not about anything to do with your relationship.
No, it's the extenuating circumstances that are making us all a bit stressed.
Yes, and the fact that someone might chew loudly.
So if we have that partner that's chewing loudly or not putting their clothes in the hamper or doing those little things that are really getting on our nerves, what are some of the ways we can work through these challenges? What are some of those big do's and don'ts for making sure that we're maintaining healthy relationships and the level of sanity during these challenging times?
Well, I think first of all, you need to challenge yourself as to whether it's just something that's niggling at you because you're a bit stressed and you're having a bad day, or if there really is a topic that you need to bring up with your partner. So I think the ideal difference is someone that is leaving their clothes around the house, because we are using our home spaces a lot more for everything. It's our workspace, it's our exercise space, and it's our home. So a lot of people are struggling with those chores and little activities. So you may need to have the conversation with someone around, hey, do you mind being able to pick your clothes up and put them in the dirty wash basket, because I find it really irritating and we just need to keep the space clean. Mm. But if you're looking at something that is niggling away at you, it's a little bad habit, it is them chewing loudly, or maybe they make a funny noise when they're concentrating and watching the TV, then you really need to challenge yourself as to why you're getting frustrated about that. And this is what I call picking your battles. It might be worth having a conversation around chores and the everyday household things that are going on to make sure things run smoothly. But if it's these tiny little things that are niggling at you, then you need to find another way to let those go.
Weigh up the benefits of yelling at your partner versus having that kind of really strong relationship. Or
exactly.
Doing what I do and just throwing the clothes at him.
I like that. I'm not sure I should suggest that that's a good alternative. But, you know, it might at least add a bit of an element of humour into the mix.
Now, if we are meeting that kind of base level, which is really challenging during these times of keeping sane and keeping happy, are there ways that people can be strengthening their relationships during these times? Is there something we can be doing to make sure that we come out of this in a stronger or a happier place? Maybe we can use this time productively?
Well, I don't actually think this is a time to be working on things in your relationship. The way that you will strengthen your relationship, though, is by getting through it together.
Mm.
This may be a make or break situation for a lot of couples, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, because life can come with various stresses and traumas and not always so beautifully happy moments that tend to come along. So you really need to know that you're with somebody who can be with you through those times and work with you and support you. So the way I think what we're going to see after this is all over is that we may see some stronger relationships as a result of that, but we are going to also see, I think, an increase in divorces and people splitting up, because they will realise that maybe they are not meant to be able to survive tough times together.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's just a thing you learn about yourself.
Exactly, and at least I think also too for those people, hopefully there might be something they can take away from that and realise that in future relationships, it's really important to have those things that bind you together and have those foundations in place, because you just don't know what is around the corner. No one thought we would be facing this in April. So for those that are struggling, it's a bit of a lesson to say, well, you may as well find someone that sticks through a pandemic with you, because you never know when we're going to be faced with a pandemic again.
Absolutely. Find your pandemic person.
No longer the one.
No.
It's
the pandemic person. Now, a big joke that has kind of been floating around a lot on social media a lot in our conversations is that people are super bored. And when you're bored, you sometimes get like a little bit frisky. You try and find those ways to entertain yourself at home. A lot of couples are maybe thinking of spicing up their relationships. As a relationship expert, do you have any tips for anyone out there who is maybe looking to explore some new aspects of a physical relationship?
Well, I think this is a silver lining to be stuck at home with your partner during the pandemic, and it is quite entertaining to see sex toy sales go through the roof. But I think when it comes to working on the physical side of your relationship, the biggest thing is actually communication. Before this, a problem may have been that you were too tired, you were too stressed, and you were too busy. Now that you do have a bit more time on your hands, you need to go back to having those conversations around what each person likes and enjoys and what they want to try. There's no point in staring at each other and saying, okay, we've got the time, we're in the bedroom, what now? It's really important to know that there's some direction that you're going in. You know, talk about the things that maybe you've always wanted to do but just didn't feel like you were relaxed enough or had the headspace to do, so that these conversations can be taken then into the bedroom and the activities can be done from the conversations had.
Absolutely. And you can have a little bit of fun and pass the time.
Exactly. There's either someone to see that there's going to be an increase in divorces and babies have to fall over.
Interesting. I'll be interested to see which statistic is higher. That'll be the interesting part. Are we getting more babies or more divorces or more divorced babies? I don't know. Who knows? Now, one last question before I let you go, Dr. Nikki. We've talked a lot about couples, a lot about people who are partnered in isolation, but there are many of us out there who are dating or are not currently in a relationship. How on earth do we even begin to navigate dating in this really unprecedented time?
Well, I think there's lots of silver linings for people that are single and dating, because now we have a very active online dating world. It's not as fast-paced as it used to be, in the sense of people felt like they had to judge someone so quickly because they were going out on a date to work out whether there was chemistry or something there, because if not, they would jump back online and find someone that they could do that entire process with again. So we are seeing things slow down, but we are seeing everybody being proactive online. I think what this time really presents to us is that there is an opportunity to be creative, but also show somebody a sense of your maybe more playful side in your personality. And that might be finding cute ways to set up these FaceTime dates, whether it's doing chores together or judging each other by the dirty clothes in your washing basket or what's in your fridge, or sending little gifts to each other, sending each other takeaways. You know, there are so many fun things to be able to do with this virtual dating at the moment. I think because also too, we know that this is not a forever. We will get through the other side of this. So for a lot of people that are single and dating, take this as an opportunity to not only work on yourself, and some people may not want to date during this time, but you can still date other people. But why not be a bit more creative and humorous in how you set up those dates?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But Dr. Nikki, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.